So then we come to Ginny's blog. And, okay, so I'll go to that. The magnesium and protein miracle. So what this highlights is the fact that we are bringing out it's a meal replacement product. It's not just a protein product. What I'm interested in is balance in all things, not just a high-protein diet or a high-fat ketogenic diet or a low-carb diet. You know, let's just use what God and nature intended, which is protein, carbohydrates, and fat. We've overemphasized carbohydrates for the past number of decades, so that's why there's this big swing to the high-protein paleo diets. All these diets, when they go off the balance point, do require more minerals. I mean, the less carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables that you eat, the more minerals you have to take in as supplements, because fats and proteins don't have the minerals. So what we've got with this blog that Ginny's written is some very good information. She's saying magnesium plays many important roles in the structure and function of the human body. The adult human body contains about 25 grams of magnesium. So it's 25,000 milligrams. Over 60% is in the bones and teeth. 27% is in muscle. And that's why those are the two major areas that are affected. 6 to 7% in other cells, less than 1% is found outside the cells. And, you know, you may wonder, what is magnesium doing in all these places? Well, it turns out that magnesium is not only producing necessary enzymes, but 700 to 800 enzyme processes that it works through and on and triggers and turns on and off. But it's working in the mitochondria to make ATP. It's also necessary for protein synthesis at the ribosomal level. The ribosomes are the cellular organelles where proteins are synthesized, and ribosomes do their work in the mitochondria where ATP energy is made. Okay, there's a number of things here. So the ribosomes in the mitochondria are making the protein. And what I wrote about in the Magnesium Miracle book, I tried to follow up and find out if there was any more information from this study. But in 2012, researchers found that 27% of the human sequences studied, 3,751 out of 13,689, carried magnesium binding sites. So this is protein. The structure of protein has magnesium binding sites, which means magnesium binds into these proteins as the protein is being created. So there's a requirement of magnesium for making protein. And what I realized when Ginny's writing about the mitochondria holding the ribosomes and making the protein, and the mitochondria making the ATP as well, many people have heard me say over and over that in making ATP in the Krebs cycle in the mitochondria, six out of the eight steps in the Krebs cycle require magnesium. So there's a heck of a lot of magnesium in the mitochondria where it's needed to be making ATP and to be making the protein. So it's the best place for everything to occur that has to do with magnesium. And a figure that I found from some geek site says that the human body uses about 200 to 300 moles of ATP a day. And one mole contains 6 × 10²⁰ molecules. That's 6 with 23 zeros after it. It's just unfathomable the amount of ATP that the human body uses. And, you know, just a sidebar, that means that your magnesium is being used to make this ATP. When people say, well, you know, can I just take a bunch of magnesium, get my stores up, and then I don't have to take it again? No, you're continually using up your magnesium, and you continually need to replace it. So then further on about protein and magnesium, magnesium activates the amino acids involved in protein formulation, allowing messenger RNA to attach to the ribosomes. Magnesium is also found in the nucleus of the cell and is essential for the stability of the nucleic acids, RNA, and DNA. If DNA and RNA structure do not remain stable, you may have mutations in the codes, the RNA-DNA coding, and produce incorrect peptides. Energy for the production of proteins must come from ATP as well. We talked about that. Without magnesium, in many areas of the cell, protein synthesis cannot occur. And that was from a government website. So getting perfect pure magnesium and perfect whole protein together is magical for our bodies in many ways.
Hey, Carol.
Yeah, Bob.
What you just read, is that taught in med school?
Yeah, I just said it was from a government website. People know this.
Yeah, but is it taught, since nobody knows about magnesium in regular medicine?
Good point. Yeah, probably not taught. Probably not.
Is that a new statement?
Don't know. Ginny found it. Ginny wrote this.
Mm.
You'll have to interrogate Ginny later about this.
Okay, Ginny. Later.
Later. So now we go to restructure. Just like Ginny said, I've been using this protein powder for decades. Bob, maybe you can tell us. Do you remember when we first started using the Provide protein powder up in Canada?
I remember it at 122 Ellsworth. Do you?
No, I don't remember anything. Yeah, that's why you're
okay, we've been using it for almost 30 years. Using it.
Yeah, and it went through it used to have egg protein in it, and it used Amish eggs, and then they were no longer readily available, so the formula was changed in a sort of a second generation to a whey protein. And then the folks that had the second generation company decided to retire, that was it. It was going to be gone. So like Ginny said, I bought the formula and, you know, kind of just in out of respect and appreciation for what these people had done for so many years, creating this incredible protein powder. And they called it a meal replacement as well because, as I said, it's not just protein. And what we did with this powder was add some extra lysine, which is a very important amino acid, and added the dried powder of RNA drops. So when people get their restructure, they'll be getting their RNA drops in that form as well. And when I wrote the restructure booklet, and anyone on the call today can email customer service support at rnareset.com, and we'll send you a free copy of the restructure book. And it's I go into protein, but you know, in the first part, I describe what restructure is, and always going to the whole complement formula protocol, because if you look at what we're doing with the complement formulas, we've got the protein, carbohydrates, fats, minerals, vitamins, probiotics, prebiotics. So in the protein, the restructure has whey, pea, and rice powders. So there's a dairy product, the whey, but it's, as you'll read in the booklet, it's lactose-free and has minimal to no casein. so it should not aggravate people. But we've said before, we put out the money to order 20,000 individual packets of restructure so that people could buy a couple of packets. You can try the packets, and if they're suitable for your sensitivity, then you can buy the whole canister, because I'm not going to get into the process of returning canisters because you're too sensitive to it. You know, that's just not reasonable. So you can order an individual packet, try it out, and see if the whey, pea, and rice powders are okay for you. The carbohydrates in Restructure are tapioca and the pea and rice powder. They provide some carbs. There are fats in there that from flaxseed, marine algae oil, and there's fats from the whey powder as well. The minerals in Restructure, there's some silica and dozens of minerals in trace amounts in the various ingredients. And as part of our complement formula, of course, our REMAG has magnesium. Our REMITE has 12 minerals. The vitamins in Restructure, there's a vitamin C complex from acerola berries. It gives you the RDA of vitamin C, which is low, of course, but it still gives you a food-based vitamin C. And it also has dozens of vitamins in trace amounts within all the Restructure components. And of course, our Realign has methylated B vitamins. The probiotics and prebiotics in Restructure are tapioca, inulin, and the RNA drops has prebiotics and probiotics. So it's always amazed me how the formulas that we're using in the completement protocols all kind of interweave and create a very nice balance for people. And what I know is going to happen with Restructure is a lot of very important cell production, even regeneration. What made me think of talking about this today is a question that came in, and I don't know if the person was thinking about Ginny's blog, but this gentleman said, will the kidneys regenerate themselves after being on Pico Magnesium if they have failed? And what advice would you give someone that is on PD, I think it means peritoneal dialysis, and REMAG. And what I've always said about the kidneys is they absolutely require magnesium. This business about the kidneys, if there's any level of kidney failure, that you should not take magnesium. And I think that might have happened at some point when a person in kidney failure was given high doses of intravenous magnesium and their kidneys couldn't clear it all, and magnesium built up in the bloodstream. So it's not something that's going to happen to people on REMAG, because it's a low dose magnesium. It's well absorbed in the cells. It doesn't build up up in the bloodstream. And all you have to do is Google and my name and kidneys and find out what I have to say about it in detail. I do write about the kidneys in my REMAG booklet as well. I have an article in Natural News called Kidney Disease Requires Magnesium. So I've spent a lot of time on it. I know it's mostly a half-truth about magnesium and kidneys, and it is really affecting a lot of people in a negative way, this information. I have people on peritoneal dialysis. One woman is being very proactive. She does her serum magnesium. She can only get the serum test in the from her doctors. Serum magnesium before and after her peritoneal dialysis, and lo and behold, her magnesium level crashes after her dialysis treatment, and that's because the liquid they use to run through the kidneys and flush out the toxins has too little magnesium in it. So it just pulls whatever magnesium you have out. And this woman, she's a health professional herself, and she says everybody on dialysis is suffering from heart palpitations and leg cramps and all kinds of other magnesium deficiency symptoms, yet they're being told to avoid magnesium. And maybe the poorly absorbed magnesiums, maybe that is going to be a problem for them, but she's been doing extremely well on REMAG, and she's just thrilled that she no longer has heart palpitations and leg cramps. So when people ask me, as this gentleman did, are the kidneys going to regenerate with the PicoMag, just the REMAG? No, you also require the REMITE for the other minerals to heal the tissues of the kidneys. I think you require Realign to help with detoxification, RNA drops to make perfect cells, and now the restructure will give you the protein building blocks and a balanced meal replacement so that you can start building your new cells under the direction of your magnesium and your RNA drops, or your RNA powder in the restructure. And I know people are going to ask us, Ginny, well, if I take the restructure and I get my RNA there, will I need to take the drops? And if you can take both, take both. Why not take as much of a good thing as you can? That's what I would say. I would take both. And another kind of similar question along the line of regeneration. Someone is asking, I'm wondering if there's any help for incontinence. I've had 3 operations and tried every miracle cure on the market with no help. I do take your REMAG, but really need a miracle in this situation. It keeps me at home, unable to live life fully. Is there any help for my situation? I am a female, 83 years old. I eat healthy. I walk every day. I live alone, and I have no need of outside help. So she's fully independent and incontinent. Now, what we have heard from people before, an older woman I recall right away, who said after a few months on REMAG, she felt that the REMAG dissolved calcification in her bladder and urethra so that her bladder came back and she was no longer incontinent. I would think, yes, the REMAG at therapeutic levels, 2 and 3 teaspoons a day. I'd also go to the whole complement protocol. The other minerals are going to be necessary, some detox, and RNA drops to rebuild, you know, whatever bladder cells have been compromised or irritated. And I guess one more diet question I'll take. A person is wondering if a ketogenic diet places a higher demand for magnesium on the body. Now, I really don't know that much about ketogenic diets. I just know it's a high-fat diet, where instead of high protein, it's some protein but mostly fats and low carb. So it's really quite out of balance. And what it does is create ketones in the body where the body is burning off the fat to create the ketones to give the body energy instead of getting the energy from carbs. So it's off balance right from the get-go, so I'm not that keen on it. And when I just did a quick Google, some doctors saying that the electrolytes, sodium, magnesium, and potassium, are often underestimated on low-carb diets. A low-carb expert and scientific researcher, Dr. Volek, V-O-L-E-K, suggests that mineral and electrolyte management is the key to avoiding side effects typically associated with low-carb dieting. They call it the keto flu, where you just feel woozy and flu-ish when you're on this diet. Doesn't sound very exciting. So anything that's off balance means a person is going to require more minerals in order to put you back in balance. I don't know how much more to say about it. You know, if people do these diets on the short term, they can throw off their electrolytes. And reading my Remag and Remite books will help you decide how to get your electrolytes, get more potassium in potassium broth, get your calcium in bone broth or in dairy products, or soon, I hope, in our Recalcio formula. So I'll clear my throat, Ginny, and let you take over for a few minutes.
Excellent. No problem. All right. We are live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Achieve Radio. Thank you, Carolyn, for a great introduction. And, yes, if you want the Restructure book, just email support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at rnareset.com. We'll be happy to send it along to you. Also, if you want to talk to Dr. Dean tonight, which I highly suggest, I encourage so many people to talk to her because there's a valuable exchange, not just of information, but of energy with Dr. Dean. She's a great intuitive. She's got amazing insights. And a lot of times people say, oh, you know, I've been taking the Remag, or I've been taking this, and my AFib still bothers me and this and that. And I'm like, look, you've got to get the AFib book. You've got to follow the protocol. You've got to be diligent with what you're doing. You've got to be consistent every single day with your supplementation. You've got to keep a journal or notice somehow when your AFib does get triggered so you can remove the triggers, whether it's stress, caffeine, alcohol, whatever. And you should talk to Dr. Dean on a weekly basis. People who call in and talk with Carolyn seem to get the better results, I think, because it is that exchange of energy and information is very important. And you feel supported. I mean, it's a lonely world. And people who don't feel well feel even more lonely. Sometimes they don't feel understood. And Carolyn is one of the few people I know who will actually listen to people, listen when they're calling and expressing themselves and saying what's going on with them. So definitely encourage you. Now, if you want to talk to Dr. Dean, 602-666-6027 is the phone number. And then when you call in, you've got to hit star 5 on your keypad, star 5, to raise your hand in the studio, and then we'll put you on the line with her. You can also ask questions through the chat line as well, and we'll get to those questions. I want to ask this question really quick, Carolyn, and then we're going to take some phone calls. How does that sound?
Yes, I'm here. Very good.
Okay. Carolyn, when the Restructure is available, can you people stop taking the Prescript Assist? Is it redundant?
Oh, well, yes. Good question. I think you have to figure that out for yourself. I know I'm still taking Prescript Assist, even though I'm on a lot of RNA drops, and I never thought of stopping my prescript assist. But you may find if you're on your RNA drops and Restructured that you're getting enough prebiotic and probiotic, especially if you've taken some time to add sauerkraut and some fermented foods to your diet. So, yeah, that's a good question. It would be nice if people didn't have to take so many things, but you'll have to decide for yourself. I know recently we tried to move to another probiotic just to test it out, and I found I needed, you know, 4 of this new probiotic compared to 1 Prescript Assist, so I decided, well, I'll just stay with the Prescript Assist. So I guess that's as much of an answer as I can give for that.
Okay. And Cecilia just typed in and said, could Dr. Dean explain what she means by a meal replacement? Didn't you say that, though, Carolyn? I don't know. Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, meal replacement means that you can take a portion of restructure and replace a meal with it. That's all.
Right. It's just
a meal.
Like instead of having a crappy English muffin and a piece of fruit for breakfast, which is really a some zero form of nutrition, which a lot of people do. They have some kind of muffin and fruit, and they've just got fructose and grainy fructose going into their system. You can actually do the restructure, the protein content, the carbs, the supplementation of all the nutrients, and also the RNA drops powder, the ICEL powder itself, are going to be bam, bam, bamity, 1,000 times better. You should probably just plan on having it for breakfast, as far as I'm concerned, but I'm prejudiced. And also, my significant other, Greg, who, you know, I've been living with now for 6 years, definitely has way too good and has used it for years. And like Carolyn, he loved it and had it, and we've been testing the restructure as it's been in its process of manufacture, and it's quite, quite delicious. So, I think.
Yes, and the other things about it, I mean, I guess we haven't really plumbed the depths. It can be used on a yeast-free diet, for example, and it's low calories, so it can be used for weight loss. Because it is well-absorbed proteins, it can be used in bodybuilding or by athletes. And it could be just the amount that you use. I think one serving is 10 grams of protein and 80 calories. And I'd have to look at, 80 calories and 10 grams of protein. And when you compare it with others, I mean, you may say, oh, well, this protein powder has 20 grams, but you end up looking at the doses, and you're just going to have to take more of it to get the 20 grams. So I think a lot of the powders out there are similar. How Restructure differs is because it is not just a protein powder, it's a balance. It does have the RNA drops, it does have the extra lysine for the value that lysine is going to give us in the new environment. And I think one of the things that has been overlooked in the diet world and kind of the leaky gut world, and everyone's focused on probiotics, is nobody's really talking about, well, how are our proteins getting absorbed? You know, are we really able to digest the proteins that are in our diet, and what's happening to them? And I think what you'll find with the restructure is that you're getting really good absorption of your meal. You're feeling satisfied. It's not upsetting you. It's just sitting well with you, staying with you longer. And I think I said it in the book, and I may have said it on the show, that I intend to take my restructure and use it for at least 3 days a month as sort of a mini fast. So that, my body has the nutrients, but, you know, I'm not tempted by a lot of fruit or sugars, or, you know, I'm not having to spend my whole day trying to make food that's tempting and tasty. I'm just going to have a little break, do a restructure break for at least 3 days a month. So I'm really excited. It's being shipped out, I think, today to the warehouse. So we'll be vetting it, putting it in the warehouse. We have to wait for our individual packets because, like I said, we're not going to be accepting return canisters. We've done an end run on that. You can buy a couple of individual packets and try it, and then if you buy a whole canister, then you either finish it yourself or give it to someone. You're not going to return it to me. Right, Ginny?
That is L correct, Amundo Abuffo. Yes, that's exactly right. That's the way we're running things. We may sound like we've got our big girl pants on, and we do, but some days it's like, hey, y'all, this is just Carolyn and I and a handful of people doing this. Can't be running back and forth returning things like we're working at Amazon. So, yes, no, we, like you said, we did the good thing with this one for sure. Also, Carolyn, just talk for one little minute because we haven't even gotten recipes yet. I mean, we're going to be getting, I know the warehouse staff is all ready to put their little recipes together in customer service. You know, maybe cut a banana into it, or maybe you make it with something else, or it's vanilla flavored, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Right, yes, so, and I just mix mine with water. I haven't done much more with that. And in the booklet, I tell people you can mix it with unsweetened almond milk or coconut water or, I mean, I don't really go into much detail, but, that's something that we can, ask our, customers about, you know, how do you mix your current protein powder? And just use those suggestions. We'll do a Facebook thing on it, I guess.
Yeah, because we made it, I mean, you know, Carolyn, developed the formula for people who had digestive issues, 100%, no doubt about it. But we also have a lot of customers who are into fitness, and I'm going to get my little fitness trainer to use some. And, you know, he likes to put peanut butter and all kinds of stuff because, of course, he's trying to load up on stuff. You know, he's the bodybuilder, like a real big bodybuilder. So, you know, it's not limited. And when we say the great thing of the samples was we tried it with water to make sure it was going to fly just with water, you know. But if you want to spruce it up, you can definitely spruce it up, and it'll be even more, you know, satisfying and more of a quote-unquote meal.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah, you can do anything with it. Yeah, I'm very excited. Very excited.
I know.
And as you said in the outset, I just couldn't see this wonderful recipe just getting forgotten, you know, just being buried. And so I'm really glad we were able to get a hold of it. And it did take a while. You know, these things take time. You know, the whole product industry has really spruced itself up. Because what takes the time these days is they test everything.
Yep.
Everything is, you know, certificate of analysis on every ingredient, certificate of analysis on the product as it's being made. Three different tests are done. So it's really important to know that about your products, that they're well tested for everything, you know, heavy metals, contaminants, and tested for what's supposed to be in the in the formula as well. So, you know, we're very fortunate that our manufacturers pay attention to all that.
Yeah. And by the way, not every company does that. I mean, we know that. But this is, we're talking about Dr. Bean's formulas. I mean, the stuff you're going to get from Walmart, you know, that's when you have to get to your, you know, consumer reports people or whatever. But stuff that's coming from Dr. Bean has been highly tested and vetted, and we've done site visits to all the plants. And, I mean, it's pretty intense. So, yeah, last year were kind of funny looking back on it because we wanted to get Restructure out the door in time for New Year's and when everybody wants to go on a diet, right, Carolyn? Remember that?
Oh, that's right. So much for that, right.
Well, we'll have it in time for this New Year's. But it's going to be awesome, you guys. We're just going to be so excited. It's going to be so convenient and good and scrummy and healthy for you. You're just really, it's cool. And plus, you can just buy a couple packets. So, you know,
for travel. I mean, seriously, for decades I've had to, you know, make plastic baggies of my protein powder when I travel, and this is just going to be so convenient.
Yeah, everybody's really going to enjoy it. So we'll get recipes and suggestions and things. We'll have a lot of fun with this, everybody.
describe the words you know regarding amino acids in our process of ascension. We are trying to get to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
What happens in the blood is you require protein carriers for different things through the blood.
Protein carriers in the blood segue through basically the essence of lysine to change the way that the molecules or the specific gravity of how blood is. If you change its molecular specific gravity, you change how it flows.